Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What the heck is going on in New York? Whether it's the New York Attorney General or SDNY, Southern District of New York, going after the Trump Organization. There's been talk about this for years. Today, I guess it got real. A New York judge earlier today, just about half an hour ago, ordered the former president and two of his children to answer questions in depositions under oath about the Trump Organization's business practices. In the state attorney general's civil probe of the company, which amounts to basically a green light for the three Trumps to be deposed sometime within the next 3 weeks, unless it gets appealed and maybe kicked down the road. We shall see. But hopefully, with some clarity and perspective on what's going on and what might come next, from Bradshaw and Bryant, the one and only Mike Bryant, joining us again this afternoon. Hey, Mike.
How are you today?
Well, just trying to keep up like everybody else, and wondering about the legal culpability. My understanding, please correct me if I'm wrong, this has to do with the Trump Organization's real estate holdings, how they were valued, right? Specifically,
correct.
Possible misrepresentations. Am I getting this right, that the accusation is they inflated the value when they wanted to get loans, they deflated the value when they wanted to pay taxes? Am I getting that right?
Correct. That's the basis. And this is the civil claim. It's a civil action they're bringing to look into the matter, which is different than a criminal action where they wouldn't be allowed to do depositions. In depositions, if you're charged, you don't have to testify against yourself, so they never be able to do this. So this is a civil action that involves discovery, and as part of that discovery is the claim that they can depose the President Trump and both his children.
So, dumb question, is this optional? Can the former president refuse, or does he have to show up at some point, and then if he doesn't want to say anything, just plead the fifth?
Well, it's a murky thing. If we go back to Clinton, originally you couldn't get presidents to testify while they were president, and then it was found that you could, and that expanded it. Throughout the presidency, President Trump kept raising executive privilege on why they couldn't do it, even though in the past that had been kind of taken out with Trump. Now that he's no longer president, he can't raise executive privilege except on some things. There's still some things he can try to make that claim for. Beyond that, he's been subpoenaed to testify, and so he can't say no to the subpoena. But I would believe there's the odds of this being appealed are very, very high. So my guess is it'll probably get appealed and it'll be kicked down the road a little bit.
Okay. Got it.
Mike, it's Jordana. Just background this for us. What are they looking for? What are the alleged illegalities? And why now? Do they have something that's a nugget that they think, you know, is damning?
Well, they started a number of these items back when during the presidency. And New York got actively looking at whether or not they were going to bring criminal charges in New York or they were going to bring these kind of civil charges. And things have come up throughout the time, and there's been these disputes, and things were delayed while he was president. So it's been going on for a while. It's just that it came to a head today because of the ruling by the judge. With the ruling by the judge, if he does ever testify, it's the same issue as, you know, whether or not we'll ever see a full set of his taxes. That's continuing to be a fight that keeps going back and forth all the time.
Hey, Mike, is there a link here? I mean, the timing is curious. Just a couple of days ago, the Trump Organization's accounting firm basically filed for a divorce. They basically said, we're stepping away from the Trump Organization. We can no longer basically, I can't remember the exact term they used, but they can't vouch for what was said. I mean, is that a coincidence?
They said they can no longer verify the truthfulness of a number of the statements as far as the valuation on property. Okay. It probably isn't a coincidence. I mean, they've been involved in this for some time. And I would expect that they knew that this was getting more heated as far as the dispute goes. I doubt they'd have any idea that the judge would rule at this time, but I think they knew enough things were going on, and they decided, based upon what they knew, they could no longer take the positions they had in the past, no longer act as his accountant. Now, what's always interesting is, you know, he's had this with, and I'm talking about President Trump, he's had this with a couple of lawyers, he's had this with his accountant, where it's kind of odd when they've come out and said things that I don't really know that they should that publicly, or even if they can that publicly say some of the things they had. I think he's had a lawyer testify against him, you know, and it's things that usually are protected. But I think that some people are looking out for themselves far more than they're looking out for his interests.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, how could this, and this is just a subpoena, there's no charges or anything like that, how could this subpoena affect a future presidential run for former President Trump?
Well, I mean, this in and of itself would have an effect because it's a civil claim, and he's been involved in both ways, involved in a lot of lawsuits over time. So, you know, that part of it, I don't think will have that big of effect or change people's view on in one way or the other about things. You know, if there are criminal charges that came out of it, or if he took the Fifth on a number of items, then I think that might play some sort of role, depending on what, if anything, he'd be charged with. But this case in and of itself, I don't think, other than maybe coming out with more evidence that either exonerates things that people think are a certain way, or, you know, supports the number of positions that people have taken about his finances. Other than that, I don't know that it'll have that big a role on his decisions into the future.
And Mike, obviously, you know, anytime you talk about the former president, people pick sides politically. Donald Trump's attorneys say this is all part of a witch hunt for the former president. But at the end of the day, histrionics and superlatives aside, at some point, it's follow the evidence, right? I mean, the attorneys for Letitia James, for the attorney general, they're going to have to produce actual evidence. And then people can decide, maybe a jury or a grand jury, if it gets to that. But at this point, you know, there's a lot of hand-wringing and on the part of the right and celebration on the part of the left. But at the end of the day, it's all about the credibility, the veracity of the evidence that they purport to have, right?
Sure. You know, I think there's a certain group in the middle that's kind of just tired of the whole thing one way or the other.
But for the
people on the extremes, you know, or not the extremes, but the people on the outsides, I guess would be a better way to describe it. There'd only be a grand jury if there was a choice to go ahead with criminal charges. And in New York, I don't know what level they have to go to a grand jury, but that would be a completely different matter. As far as what a jury would find, that would be up to a jury if they continue on with this case, or if they find the evidence that they think they're going to find in the depositions. The problem always with, no matter who the president is, getting the president getting deposed, they theoretically can be asked almost any question in a deposition. And that's always been my concern, whether it's Trump or Clinton or any other president that is facing potential for being deposed, is what can happen in a deposition versus what was saved by them not being deposed as president. Beyond that, Trump doesn't have the same things because he himself isn't a lawyer, so he doesn't have the same issues that popped up with Clinton at times when he was deposed. But it, all said and done, we'll see. I mean, it does come down to what they're able to produce as far as evidence goes.
Yeah. We still don't know what we don't know, but maybe we'll find out.
Correct.
We'll see.
Okay. Yep.
Mike Bryant of Bradshaw & Bryant, we so appreciate you being willing to join us and give us some clarity on this. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.